This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll there. You can check out the writings. We've got a lot of people that post on our site, a lot of writers that post on our site. And I do appreciate the time you take to read it and comment on them. Seriously, comment on them. Also, you can buy my book up there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't have to. I'm giving you a lot of information you have to play with. Whether you're on the left or the right, it really gives you, if you're on the right, it gives you an idea why you believe what you believe and how you can defend it. And if you're on the left, why don't you hear it from our mouths instead of your team? I don't know how you expect your team to tell you how we feel, a situation they've never been in. I know a lot of people in entertainment that started off very extremely liberal. And after 9/11, and after seeing what their party had done to them through 9/11, they left the Democrat Party, they became Republicans. Now look what's happening this year and last year. There are many people leaving the Democrat Party. They may not be running or rushing to the Republican Party. I'm sorry, I used the word Russian. I didn't mean that. To the Republican Party. But they're definitely leaving the Dem. And every one of them says basically the same thing. Their party left them. They didn't leave their party. Their party doesn't represent them anymore. Anyway, some of you went, ugh. Give that little irritated groan. Phil Kirpin joins me after the first break here tonight. Recent piece, and he's talked about this for a long time. He's got a lot of information on this, on net neutrality. The net neutrality that Obama passed, what it actually did to us. And now it looks like President Trump is going to reverse that over the next week or two. And it needs to be done. You know, and this thing goes so much deeper than just what's on the Internet. Seriously, it does. But I don't want to take all the thunder away. I want him to tell you what it was. Again, Phil Kirpin, look him up. You'll find out more about, probably more than you want to know about him and or me, for that matter. So, as the press loves to do on a regular basis, they put out a picture. The New York Times did. So, they you know how they love to post these pictures side by side, like, you know, here's proof. So, the New York Times posted a side by side picture of the New England Patriots. They went to the White House. I guess it's president. See, I'm not a football freak, and the Patriots are from my part of the woods. And I'm still not a football freak. Probably that's probably why I wasn't. So they posted pictures of when the Patriots came to the White House in 2015 for Mr. Obama. And you should see them. You know, it's loaded. It is loaded. It's everywhere. And there's people all over the place. And it looks like there's a love fest for Mr. Obama. And the picture's kind of, you'll see the way the picture's framed. And you'll know what I mean if you go up, look at it on the, we'll probably put it up on our website later on. But then you look at the second picture, which is the one of Trump, or for Trump, if you would. Here's the difference. It looks like it's about a third, maybe even 40% of the players are there, and nobody came to see him. That's what it looks like. But then when you pull forward, you see the difference is, in Obama's picture, they put a lot of the players and the people attending on the steps to the right and left of him. In Mrs. Trump's picture, they moved everybody into the seats in front of the podium. Big difference. But it's the way they like to play. It's the way they like to do it. See, because now somebody on the right has got to defend it or speak to it, which I don't think they should do. I think they should blow it off and the heck with it. You know what I mean? Now, they've been blasted by many saying that the photo lacks context. The difference between 2015 and 2017. Yes, it's true. Some players didn't go see Trump. But it's not true that, you know, virtually nobody was there. Because that's a lie. There's no truth in that at all. I'm Trevor Senior, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if you. Can I do this that fast? Is it shorty? It's a shoddy. Okay, good. Most millennials are finding it hard to transition. Now, I never heard this word before. I'm not joking here. No, I'm sorry. I heard this word, but not one that my kids use. Most millennials are finding it hard to transition into adulthood, according to a recent report. My kids always say, you know, this adulting stinks. They don't want to be doing the adulting thing, you know? By his 20s, Kyle Kaler imagined that he would be living on his own, nearing a college degree and on his way to a job that fulfilled him. Who feeds them with this stuff? Instead, at 21, he found himself out of school, living with his parents, and stuck working as a messenger. I'm sorry, as a manager. I should look at these, right, before they go off the screen. At a fast food restaurant, scraping to make hand and mouth, to live. Just scraping to keep it together. He said launching into adulthood has been tricky. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because most parents don't want their kids to make mistakes when they're at home. Most parents don't force their kids, I don't know, to pay rent or to do stuff for chores. You know, there's nothing wrong with charging your kids rent so they learn how to pay things. Not at six, obviously. They learn how to pay bills like that. And then what happens is, when they're older, right? Come on, help me out here. What happens when they're older? Hey, they know how to pay bills. And frankly, you can give that money to them. You can put it in a savings account, turn around, give it back to them later on. He goes on to say, it became too difficult financially to be in school and not working, says Kaler, who dropped out of Lincoln Christian University in Illinois after one semester because of money crunch. And without schooling, you can't get a job you can survive on. That's bullpuckies. I'm sorry, I didn't go to college. We did pretty good for ourselves. All right? I mean, I learned a trade. Here we go. All right, maybe I'll pick this up in the next hour. We'll see. I may dedicate a whole show to this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things that are going on up there. You can also find out stations and times and read some of the articles that our writers have put up there, posted up on the site, and let them know what you think. Do you like them? Do you not like them? Do you agree with them? I love when you guys don't agree with me, and not because I just get nasty about it, but because I get a different point of view. I don't always agree with you either, but it's okay to question things. I wish more people would start questioning things. And don't just go along. You know, if you're on the right and you've got a couple of commentators you love to listen to, they are not always correct. And the same thing when some of you people on the left would just like to come over here and attack us on Facebook or on the website or what have you, you know what? I throw those in the trash. If you're just spewing the party line, I throw them in the trash because this doesn't mean anything to me. So, you know, you want to have a conversation? You want to push back? Push back with some facts. Let me know where you're getting them from. And I'm more than willing to take on any of these issues. If you put a capital TRS in the subject line when you send the email to joe@therealside.com. Net neutrality is something we really haven't heard much about for a while. And President Trump is getting ready, I think he's getting ready to nix net neutrality. And when it came up, there was a lot of conversation around it, but there wasn't much at the time that we could do about it. But Phil Kirpin is with me. He's the president of the American Commitment, a columnist on Fox News Opinion, chairman of the Internet Freedom Coalition, and author of the 2011 book, Democracy Denied. Phil, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, great to be with you.
You know, you wrote a piece recently called the Net Neutrality Noise Machine, and you know, as this starts to roll out, as Trump starts to take a whack at this thing, you're going to see the resist movement come out
start making noise. This is one of their highest, holiest tenets of their, you know, atheist religion is the government regulation of the Internet. They've been trying to get these regulations in place, at least a decade before they succeeded towards the end of the Obama administration. 2015 is when the regulatory order came down from the FCC. And this was something, there was one study that tried to tally how much of the big liberal foundation money went into this whole push for these regulations. And I think it was over $190 million from the Soros foundations and the Ford foundation. So this was a big, big, big effort from the ideological left-wing foundations and all these sort of street protesters. I remember at one point they went to an FCC meeting and all those liberal protesters ran in and started banging pots and pans together. I have no idea what that was supposed to have anything to do with anything, but they did all these crazy over-the-top antics. They had tremendous amount of money, and they also had some very big corporate allies, in particular Google and Netflix, but especially Google. And, you know, they kind of took this view that, well, you know, if government doesn't regulate and say we've got to get access to downstream users without ever having to pay for the cost of all the bandwidth we consume, then maybe it can get very expensive for us to run YouTube because we're consuming a huge portion of bandwidth on the Internet. Government should give us a free ride then. So there was sort of this regulatory predation, this sort of rent-seeking by some major Silicon Valley players, Google first among them, that sort of came together with the ideological left, and they pushed for these regulations, and 2015 is when they were adopted. And we haven't really seen that much change in terms of the Internet, you know, in the year and a half, 2 years since these rules have been in. But I think that's because they were kind of waiting for all of the specifics to be written in. And what I mean by that is, you know, this is about a 300-page regulatory plan, as so many of the things that we got from Obama were, but it didn't say much. You know, kind of like how Obamacare said the Secretary of HHS is going to figure it all out. Now, these regulations kind of said, well, the FCC Enforcement Bureau is going to figure it all out. And, you know, they've got thousands of these complaints.
That always works out well, doesn't it, Phil?
Yeah, no, it always works.
When you allow bureaucrats to figure out what the lawmakers
Yeah, it's really make. Good. It's really good for investment, too. It's really easy to raise money for a company when you have no idea what's going to be allowed or not allowed in terms of business practices and so forth. And so, you know, we have seen a pretty significant decline in investment in broadband networks since these rules went in. But really, the worst of the worst was waiting, I think, for the next Democratic administration, because they had all of these thousands of complaints piling up on all kinds of things. They were going to start to say, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, you got to charge this, you got to charge that. They were going to really start to micromanage every aspect of the network, because the actual legal mechanics of what they did is they reclassified the Internet, broadband Internet access, as a regulated public utility under the 1934 Communications Act that was designed for the old Ma Bell telephone monopoly. And under that redefinition, you know, the regulators, the bureaucrats are basically in charge of every aspect of everything. And they haven't used that power because they didn't want there to be political blowback. But if Hillary Clinton had won the election, I think you would right now be seeing them start to act on all of these thousands of complaints they had piled up in ways that really would have micromanaged the Internet and really would have been damaging to not just to investment, but to the way the network functions and operates and so forth. And so that's not what happened. Donald Trump won the election. He elevated one of the Republican members of the FCC who voted against that, who dissented from that vote, is now the chairman, Ajit Pai. And what we're probably going to see, maybe in next month's meeting, maybe the month after, but sometime soon, we're going to see the FCC vote on an item to undo this and go back to basically the largely unregulated kind of light-touch free market approach to Internet policy that used to be a bipartisan consensus for about 20 years. Remember, the Internet was privatized in the mid-90s. This regulation happened in 2015. So we're not really doing anything crazy or radical or extreme, getting rid of this regulation, going back to how it was for 20 years when most people think the Internet worked pretty well. However, I think you can be sure that the same liberal groups that spent, you know, almost $200 million getting these regulations are not going to just quietly accept when the regulations are repealed. They're going to go crazy again, and they're going to get all of their fake news sites spun up that, you know, without regulations, sure, the evil phone and cable company are going to block what Internet site you can go to and redirect your traffic and block your free speech and all these crazy and insane scare stories that never happened in the 20 years the Internet was unregulated. It never would happen because these companies would lose all their customers if they ever did anything like that. But I just worry that some of our Republican members of Congress may find it easier to go along with the fake narratives than to stand and explain what's actually going on.
Yeah, I love these guys. You know, I'm really irritated at our party, at my party anyhow. I expected them to be a little more strong, push a little harder, but I'm really watching what's going out there and saying, guys, you know, you've got to come together. At some point in time, go to IHOP, sit down, have some pancakes, figure this thing out and how you guys are going to get on the same page, even on some issues you may not totally agree with. But get informed to stop shooting the party line. Anyway, Phil, I want to talk more about this on the other side of the break, because I think when it comes to the Internet, the Internet in its purest form is a danger to Democrats. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, or check us out on Facebook Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, Each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Side. Well, fan or not, it's here to stay with Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to my website, TheRealSide.com, and give me your money, but not for nothing. I want you to buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you've been, to put it in the immortal words of another Joe, you've been fed a line of malarkey. Really, seriously. Get the book. You'll find out that we're not as scary as they tell you we are. And I don't know who gave us all those labels. It's those label-hating people that actually gave us those labels. So find out what it's all about. Check out the book. I'm telling you, if you don't get a chuckle out of it, there's just something wrong with you. I mean, seriously, something wrong with you. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have my next guest on with me. Phil Kirpin is president of American Commitment, a columnist on the Fox News Opinion, chairman of the Internet Freedom Coalition, and author of the 2011 book, Democracy Denied. Again, Phil, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, we're talking about net neutrality, and, you know, one of the things that we kind of left off with in the last segment, I talk about it on my show all the time. I said, you know, this interweb thing scares the crud out of the Democrats, because you can pull stuff on there. You can go back and find things that they say they never said, that they say they never did, that they say they were never at or part of. And, you know, I've always seen in net neutrality, I've gone a lot to the deeper, darker side of that and said, you know, this would give the Dems a lot more control if they were in power. It would have gave them a lot more control as to what pops up, where people actually go, as opposed to the other way around, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people, the people who push for all these regulations, they swear up and down, they say, we only want to regulate the economics of the Internet. We don't want to regulate content. We love the content being free. We're all for the First Amendment. That's what they'll say all day long to you. But they sometimes, in less guarded moments, have let slip that that's not entirely the case. And in particular, one of the former Democratic commissioners of the FCC a few years ago, who's actually now on the board of one of these liberal, crazy, you know, street theater outfits, Free Press, a guy named Michael Copps, I remember a few years ago, he had this quote in a speech at the National Press Club where he said something along the lines of, you know, are the voices of women and minorities really able to be heard in an Internet that's dominated by big corporations, and we need to manage the network in a way to ensure those voices are heard. And I thought, huh. Well, that to me suggests that their economic regulation could bleed very easily into at least a soft form of content regulation of promoting the content that they like, even if they're not expressly shutting up the content that they disagree with. And, you know, if you think about the path that this was all headed on before Trump won, and it's probably going to be reversed now, but the path that this was headed on, if not reversed, well, they're going to dramatically decrease private investment in the Internet by putting all kinds of regulations on where you can't earn a return on investment. And then they're almost certainly, because people are not going to like it if the Internet doesn't work, they're almost certainly going to replace that with tax dollars, right?
Right.
Either in the form of expanding universal service or just direct spending or what have you. And, you know, tax dollars always come with strings attached. And it's easy to imagine a situation, you know, not the next day, but 5 or 10 years down the line, where you got a significant portion of the cost of running the network coming from taxpayers in one form or another. And then you got everyone saying, well, this is a public network, needs to be regulated in the public interest, and it needs to be fair to everyone and what have you. And you might not have the hard censorship of, you know, of an authoritarian country that blocks, you know, dissent and blocks views they don't agree with, but you could have something like this soft censorship on a public internet that you have, you know, in public broadcasting, where the views that are favorable, you know, to liberal opinion are the ones that get elevated and get supported and are more visible and so forth. And so I don't think that's a conspiracy theory. I don't think it would happen immediately, but I could definitely see how tracking away from a free market internet and towards one that's more heavily dependent on government regulation and government funding at some point would have implications for content as well.
Yeah, I look at that and I get the biggest kick out of the fact that these people have got to shudder. And before they go out and give a speech, you would think some of them would say, hey, you know, get one of their staff and say, check out that interweb thing. See if I've said anything against this so I can explain myself. But it's almost like they don't even want to acknowledge the fact that they've done that, even when somebody puts it up in their faces. I mean, look at Bill O'Reilly with Barney Frank when he played that clip of him saying that, and Frank actually looked at the camera and said, I never said that. You know, no wonder Bill popped a vein in his head when that happened, because it's just like deny, 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 and eventually people will believe that you actually didn't say it, even though I have live proof of you saying it. So it just amazing to me. Always has been, anyhow. But the Internet, which is kind of interesting to me, and I don't know how it ended up this way, falls under the FCC. And there are so many areas that they haven't really thought through on how to protect, because we do need some protection. I think what's gone down with Facebook and Google recently, especially with Facebook, you know, you had that young girl that was being raped live on Facebook. You had, you know, people being killed live on Facebook. We do, you know, Phil, I'm not the most technology coherent guy in the room, but we do the Facebook Live thing every night on the show, as well as others. And if I say something off color, if I say something I don't like, that show gets canned within seconds. I mean, mid-sentence, they'll actually yank it down. So there must be some keywords or some things that they can do. And it's just funny how Facebook chooses to ignore the more... or they stand on that whole freedom of speech, and we don't want to get people's way, and we don't want to stifle people, except for you conservatives.
Isn't that amazing? This is kind of one of the amazing things about this whole net neutrality debate to me, and why some of these big Silicon Valley companies really, I think, should be careful what they wish for, right? Because you've had giant companies like Facebook and Google and Twitter that have been pushing for net neutrality regulations, and they got what they wanted from the Obama administration, but you notice they only want them for the phone and cable companies. They want regulations requiring the phone and cable companies to treat all the traffic on their network equally, to treat them neutrally. But they certainly don't want any such regulation applying to themselves. And, you know, it's like no phone or cable company has ever, like, suppressed one side politically or blocked where you can go or any of these scare stories that they claim will happen. But these companies themselves do that all the time, all day long, yeah, themselves, in the way they run their own sites and their own platforms and their own networks. And so I kind of wonder, you know, if they push really hard and go crazy and say, how dare they, and go crazy attacking the FCC, and this thing ends up back in Congress, and Congress considers doing new legislation on this, why wouldn't they also take a look at the social platforms and the search platforms and say, hey, guys, all right, well, we're going to have neutrality. We're going to have neutrality for you also. And see how they like it, and see how fast they change their tune. Because to be quite honest, to the extent there's ever been a problem with internet traffic not being treated in a neutral way, it hasn't been the phone and cable companies. It's been companies just like you said, like Facebook and Twitter and Google,
oh, yeah,
that have a clear political agenda. And to me, you know, a lot of people, a lot of conservatives have sort of pushed back and said, oh, well, they're private companies, so we should let them do whatever they want. But, you know, there's an important part of this that a lot of people miss, which is the reason all of these companies can, you know, run their businesses the way they do and have massive amounts of user-generated content is they rely on a federal liability protection called CDA 230, Communications Decency Act, Section 230, that says that if you run a site, you are not legally responsible for the user-generated content on that site. Only the user is. Well, the whole concept behind that was that you're going to be running a platform that is just kind of neutral and lets everyone have say whatever they want, has a wide-ranging political discourse, and then you're not going to be responsible for what these individual people say in that free speech forum. The people themselves will be responsible. Well, if you're picking and choosing what you allow and you're exercising editorial control and you're doing fact-checking and so forth, to me, you should not have that legal protection. You should be subject to the legal liability associated with what you say, and you should be willing to defend it because you're more like a newspaper publisher at that point than you are a provider of a public forum. And so, you know, I think some of these companies, Google and Facebook and Twitter and Reddit for that matter, which edits posts now, they need to be very careful what they wish for, because if they come out demanding neutrality, 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 I think there's a very good case to be made. Okay, well, but for you also, how about that?
Oh, hey, listen, I'm 100%. I deal with two different companies, one that syndicates the show and one that manages my webpage. And I have to sign paper after paper after paper about indemnifying them against something I say or that I write and that they can't get sued for it. It's all on me and that kind of stuff. And you'll hear me say on a regular basis, look, I'm just a commentator. These are my personal opinions. And because everybody, A, is sue happy, and B, once it hits that internet, it's there. Unless you're a hardcore left-wing Dem, it's almost impossible to get taken down and scrubbed off the internet. So it's just amazing. Hey, when we come back from break, one of the things I want you to kind of address with us, I don't want to give away too many because I don't want to hurt my other conservative commentators, but Google and Google Ads, they have, as Facebook has in a different way, but Google Ads specifically has really targeted the conservative commentator, the conservative writers, the conservative posters. And in some cases, I can tell you that the income level, the revenue level, has gone down almost 70% because of the way they choke. And they say they're doing nothing, but it's impossible. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I want to talk to you about that on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up right after the break. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to Facebook if you're one of those Facebook... I like to love when we refer to you as Facebook freaks. If you're one of those Facebook freaks, you're on it all the time. We've during the show, we do a live Facebook feed. There's smarter people than I in that chat room. Also on the website, therealside.com, we also have a live chat room going on there as well. For those of you who don't like Facebook, because I'm finding out there's quite a few of you who don't subscribe to Facebook. Also, if you head up to the website, I'm selling all kinds of stuff up there. But the other thing you can get up there, we have a new shirt. It's a red shirt, white print. It says, hashtag stand, for your older guys that's, you know, pound sign stand, but hashtag stand. And basically what I'm asking you to do is don't back off of what you believe. I'm not telling you to show up at these events with a baseball bat or anything like that, no violence. But, you know, the resist movement, you know, is obviously being funded. It's not a grassroots movement. When you have 100 people show up in black sneakers, black pants, you know, black shirt that says resist, a black bandera, black ski cap, okay? Most of those kids couldn't afford to get bus fare to get there, let alone buy new clothes. So this is an organized effort to bring them in. Stand against them. Stand up for what you believe is right. Stand up for liberty. Stand up for freedom. Stand up for your freedom of speech. You know, they nixed Dan Coulter again. From speaking. Look, if you don't want to see her, you don't want to hear her, it's really simple. Don't go. That's the freedom we have in this country. They don't drag you. They don't, like the North Koreans, they don't force you to clap for His Eminence when He shows up, His short little fat Eminence. All right? Here, you just don't have to go. Nobody's going to throw you in jail for not showing up. And you're stifling other people's freedoms when you do that. But I'm sure, I'm positive that most of you listening, or most of you who would be for that, really don't care about anybody else's freedoms. You only care about yours. Anyhow, I got myself all wound up. Isn't that wonderful? Phil Kirpin joins me. He's the president of the American Commitment, a columnist on Fox News Opinion, chairman of the Internet Freedom Coalition, and author of the 2011 book, Democracy Denied. Phil, again, thanks for being with me today.
Great to be here.
All right, so I was talking to you a little bit, you know, during the commercial about what Google is doing to some of us and the control that these people have. And when you look at, you know, Facebook, I told you, our numbers were astronomical the first 10, 12, 15 days that we were doing Facebook Live, and it took a major league nosedive. And it wasn't like I lost that many people overnight. You started to hear from people, they were having a hard time finding us, the video wouldn't play when they got there, all these little things that normally don't happen. So the first time you just blow it off is, okay, well, there's some issues. Maybe they got too many people jumping on there and taking advantage of this thing. I don't know. But you see, every once in a while, we get through, something will happen, and you can get the numbers back up there again. Also, Google, same thing with Google. Now, Google's out there. They, you know, from an advertising standpoint, we were doing very well with them. And then all of a sudden, it drops off to nothing. And then we get this notice that these 10 or 12 things, and we talk about censorship, these 10 or 12 things that we cannot have or mention or work with on our websites, which is sheer and see-through clothing on women. So I would imagine they've shut down every porn site on the Internet, but that's beside the point. And then gratuitous violence. I want to know who decides what gratuitous violence is. And then the same thing with hate speech. No blatant hate speech. And again, that term scares me when somebody says, I'm going to stop you from printing if you print hate speech. Because who decides what that is? I mean, give me some of your thoughts on this.
Yeah, this is a huge problem with Facebook. I'll tell you, a few years ago, our American Commitment website got hacked by a Hamas-associated hacker group, and they took down our page and they put up, you know, all this Arabic propaganda,
wow,
and, you know, whatever it was. And it's fine. I mean, we do nightly backups, so, you know, we got it fixed pretty quickly. You just rolled it back to the last day and whatever. But, you know, they bragged about hacking us on a Facebook group, all right? They put up the picture of our website hacked and all this kind of thing. So, you know, I reported that to Facebook, and they responded that it didn't violate their terms and it was fine and they weren't going to do anything. And so that didn't qualify as hateful or, you know, anything like that. So they have actual terrorist groups on there that are, like, committing crimes and bragging about it, and that's okay. But then you have a conservative who's just trying to do a radio show, and they take you down or they harass you or they block your traffic or whatever it is. And, you know, you can have a real debate, you know, should a company like Facebook be allowed to do that because they're a private company, or should they have some responsibility if they're going to be enjoying a legal privilege of a safe harbor to actually operate their site in an even-handed way. But I'll tell you, to me, the most important point, and I think almost all conservatives would agree on this, that a net neutrality debate that's just about the phone and cable companies who've never actually done any of this stuff, treated content in a non-neutral fashion, is really a totally ridiculous debate to have, because it misses the whole level where the mischief is actually taking place and where people have real concerns, and that's with the social sites and the search sites. And so, you know, to the extent that this whole issue sort of gets reopened here, where they roll back what Obama did, which I think is sensible in terms of going back to broadband providers being very lightly regulated and competitive, I think that worked very well for a very long time. You know, if there's blowback and, you know, the liberal groups are able to get any traction with all this, oh my God, they're going to block what people can say and interfere with the First Amendment and all this kind of thing, yeah, I think conservatives need to be very clear about saying, no, wait a second, because the big Silicon Valley companies that are trying to push these regulations are the people who actually do these things, and they do them too conservative, and they're already doing them every day. And if Congress is going to look at a new law for net neutrality, it needs to be for everyone, not just for the phone and cable companies, but for the Googles and the Facebooks and everyone else like that as well. And I suspect that if Congress took that approach, a lot of the support, which comes from these big Silicon Valley companies, would very quickly turn into opposition if they're going to be subject to the rules that they want for others themselves.
Oh, look, I agree with you. I was asking somebody a question today, and it comes from my ignorance more than anything else, is that, you know, in the old days, this would be a form of a monopoly. Remember when the AT&T was broken up because they had such a monopoly on the phone systems or what have you? Where else do you go for the Facebook type of services? Where else can you go for Google type of services or Twitter for that matter? I mean, these are three, I would personally say, three distinctly different services. And you really can't go anywhere else. YouTube is up under Google now, and not now, but they've been for a while.
Google owns YouTube. They own Android. They bought the DoubleClick ad network.
Right.
Where you really see something like approaching monopoly powers in the advertising market, because if you want to advertise online and reach any kind of significant audience size, you basically only have choices of Google and Facebook. That's basically it. I mean, and Google is much, much bigger even than Facebook. I mean, Google has got Google serves ads on something like 60% of all websites on the entire internet.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, you have some people who say, you know, like we just had this privacy debate a little bit, okay, because Google had pushed through these privacy regulations that basically would prevent phone and cable companies from competing with them in the advertising market. Republicans undid that, and Google told all kinds of crazy, you know, they went nuts. The liberals claimed that people were going to sell personally identifiable browser histories and all this nonsense. That's still totally illegal, but, you know, they have a totally dominant position in advertising, and they're willing to do anything to protect it because they can mint cash, basically. And, you know, the Obama administration closed the antitrust investigation into Google. There was an open one. They closed it in 2013. Google had about 250 personnel rotate in and out of the Obama administration in various roles. I've never seen anything like that, one company with that many, with that close a relationship. And then, of course, Google's Eric Schmidt basically wrote the campaign plan for Hillary Clinton. We learned from the Podesta emails. And so it probably would have gotten even worse. Now, they didn't get the president they wanted, and they are going to be subject to a lot more scrutiny. I think it's appropriate that they be subject to a lot more scrutiny. One of the problems I think we have, one of the sort of the structural problems that we have right now politically, is these big companies figure they can get in bed with Democrats, and then when Democrats are in charge, they'll be rewarded with all kinds of special corrupt giveaways and deals, and their competitors will be kneecapped and so forth. But when Republicans are in charge, nothing bad will happen to them because, you know, Republicans are so ideologically free market that they'll never do anything to any company ever for any reason. So we've got this asymmetry, and I think it's a big, big problem. And frankly, I'm not saying anyone should depart from principle ever. I'm about as strong a free market guy as you're ever going to hear from. But these big companies enjoy a lot of special legal privileges that maybe they shouldn't be entitled to if they're going to behave the way they do. And, you know, that's not to say that, you know, we ought to target them for retaliation the way that Democrats target Republican companies. We absolutely should not do that. But we ought to very carefully scrutinize their business practices, and to the extent that they are illegal or to the extent that they enjoy privileges that they shouldn't be entitled to, we need to take a very close look at that, no question about it, because otherwise they're just going to keep running roughshod over conservatives.
Yeah, I want to give the name of the, because we're already in enough trouble in California, but I've got friends that actually serve in the legislature up there, Republicans, and one of the guys I was talking to said that, you know, he goes to Silicon Valley, he can raise money there, but and they will give him money, but they actually give the Dems like twice as much money. And he says when he talks to them about this, he says, look, you understand that it's the Democrats that keep putting regulations in place that cost you guys more money, that slow you down, that don't allow you to do the things that you need to do to push technology further. And they say, yes, but the investment is worth it because while they're in control, they can make life miserable for them. Hey, Phil, we're up against the time. Tell people how they can get more of your writings, read your posts, and you know, just catch you more on the internet.
Yeah, AmericanCommitment.org is the website. We've got a lot of action items there that you can weigh in on with regulatory agencies or with Congress. And if you sign up any of our action items, it'll also get you on our email list. And yeah, we'll update you on what we're working on that way.
Well, Phil, thanks for being on with me today, and thanks for keeping us informed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Seriously, don't go far at all. We'll be right back.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?